the comedian and actress Tracy Ullman has won an armful of awards because she is a genius at slipping into one crazy character after another, like this character from her HBO series Tracy Takes On.
Okay, gang, we're not doing a fluff piece here, Daniel. This whole issue is devoted to Yugoslavian politics, history, cinema, art, and fashion. You are an essential part of disclosing the horrors of Yugoslavia to the fashion community.
Jenny?
Yes?
Please, tell me the story again. I keep forgetting my motivation.
Okay, Yugoslavia is like a rent-controlled apartment, okay? The Serbs and the Croats used to live together, and then Tito was their landlord. But the couple split, and the Muslims sublet, and then Tito died, and the lease was up in the air. And now the Serbians want their apartment back, the Muslims don't want to move out, and the Croats are living in Jersey, but they want to maintain a pied-à-terre in the city.
So that's one side of Tracy Ullman, but here's another. She is a serious knitter. In fact, she knits so much that Ullman got together with a friend, a yarn shop owner, Mel Clark, to write a book. The yarn store is in Santa Monica, California, not too far from where Renee Montaigne lives, so she stopped by.
Yes. Wild Fiber, the shop, turns out to be airy and bright. Of course, it's just blocks from the beach, and there's a big round table which invites knitting and conversation. Tracy Ullman and Mel Clark have met me there. For their book, Mel Clark provided the designs, more cool than craft, like the saucy mohair apron and the knit shorts called witch's breeches. Tracy Ullman provided the contagious zeal of a recent knitting convert.
These are the knitting needles, everybody. There we go.
All right.
Get some yarn. Now, let's start knitting. So
we've got a proper English girl, Tracy Ullman is. She learned the basics of knitting at an early age from her mother. Knit, purl, knit, purl, knit, purl. Endless scarves ensued. It wasn't until decades later that she picked up the needles again. She was filming a raunchy John Waters movie called A Dirty Shame, and a storefront there in Baltimore caught her eye.
It was the window of this yarn store. It was like edible. The colors and the textures of all this wool, and it was bamboo baskets and needles, and it was just so different than when I was a child with all this horrible acrylic post-war wool. And I went in, and there was a sign that said knitting lessons, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, they're going to show me how to do this?
That one moment led to an obsession. Back home here in Los Angeles, Tracy Ullman made a friend in her local yarn shop. That would be Mel Clark. There, Ullman could get a regular fix among a delicious array of yarns piled in bins and lining the walls. One such tempting ball of yarn led to fingers wrapped in Band-Aids.
I knitted with some very tough wool. Actually, it was this yarn. Feel this. This is quite gritty.
Oh, it is.
Yarn. Yep. I was obsessed, and I was making a bag, which I have over there, actually. And I couldn't stop knitting with it. And in the morning, I did. I literally had blisters on my fingers.
That's right. Blisters from knitting too much. It was just such a compulsion that inspired a 16th century inventor in Britain. The story goes that William Lee was trying to win the hand of a girl who was so obsessed with knitting she had no time for romance. So Lee invented the world's first knitting machine. On the other side, says Mel Clark, there's what's called the sweater curse.
It's a superstition that if a young woman knits something for a man before they're married, that they'll break up.
Which, Mel Clark insists, is completely bogus. Still, it is mostly ladies knitting. The Knitting Guild Association says 99% of its members are women. And of late, it's more and more young women.
My daughter works in here during the summer when she's home from college, and she and I will work all day with knitting, helping people with their projects, and then we race home, and she kicks off her shoes and says, okay, let's knit.
And you said, oh, when she comes home, she said, oh, Mum, let's watch something like Sense and Sensibility, make tea, and let's hope it rains, and we'll knit together.
That sounds
so
girly,
doesn't it? That's how me and Mabel, that's what me and Mabel, my daughter, do together. We just love it. It's like it's a woman's birthright to knit. Mm. It's primal, but it's timeless. You don't need electricity. You could do it with a candle, girls.
I do wonder, though, about, you know, the sort of contemplative part of knitting. Because, and here it's for you, Tracy Ullman, I would think in the world that you're in, you wouldn't almost succeed if you were extremely calm. So does this tap a whole different part of you?
Yeah, I mean, I use a lot of energy in what I do. And it's definitely a very calming thing for me. I'm not a great flyer. So when I fly, I like to knit, and I can knit through the bumps, the turbulence happens.
Can you take the needles
on board?
It's
very relaxing
these days.
Yes,
gosh.
You can take needles on board. And I write about that in the book. My nightmare is that I'll have done this wonderful piece and then they'll say to me,
You gotta take it off the needles, ma'am. At the checkout, I'll go, no, please don't make me do this. You gotta pull it off the needles. You can't take those on board. And it would just, what a horrible thought. Can you imagine? Please, not my needles, please.
That's comedian and knitter Tracy Ullman and knit designer Mel Clark. They've written the book, Knit Two Together, Patterns and Stories for Serious Knitting Fun.
Welcome to the Knitting Bee.
Find step-by-step instructions for making that flirty apron at npr.org.